Now back to the Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTanya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. As always, we appreciate you and the time that you spend with us this morning. I know some of you are probably getting ready to go to that place of worship. We want to give you traveling grace. And some of you are just getting up and getting that cup of coffee that you need to get you kick-started for the rest of your day. It's a beautiful day. It's a little cool outside, but the sun is shining. I'm glad to be able to see the sun after yesterday. But we're glad to have you in studio. We're in studio with Ms. Andrea Smith and her son, Aiden, and we're certainly glad to have them in here this morning. Now, we're going to have a conversation with Miss Andrea Smith.
Yes.
Miss Pitcher Texarkana.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yes.
All right.
Good morning.
All right.
Or is it Miss Coach Cookie?
All of the above.
All of the above. Okay. Right. So, we're going to start with, let's start with Pitcher Texarkana.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You nailed it.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Tell us how it went. Tell us what exactly is Pitcher Texarkana. And
so Pitcher Texarkana is basically like the Texarkana version of Shark Tank. Mm-hmm. So you have an idea, you have a product, you have a service, and you go and you talk about whatever it is, and then they judge you. So from, I don't know exactly how many people signed up to start with, but it was 51 semifinalists. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so those 51 went in front of a panel of four judges, like just them individually. You had 3 minutes to pitch your idea, and if you know me, you know I can talk. Yes. So to fit it into 3 minutes, I was like, wait, what? So you did that, and then those judges, it was 5 different rooms. They picked 2 people okay. from each room to go to the finals. But you did not know if you were picked. So at 6 o'clock, we had to be back, and when they called, if they called your name, you had to be ready to go on the stage and pitch again for 3 minutes. And so I went up there. I got called. I was excited. I went on stage, did my thing, 3 minutes. They got 2 minutes to ask us questions, and then you sat and wait to see if you won.
So what did you pitch?
I pitched Resilient Studios. Yes. Y'all know that's my baby. So the studio is established, but mm-hmm. there are some things that need to be worked on. So I got this old building downtown Texarkana, and of course everything needs to be brought up to date.
Of course.
So I have a pole fitness room. Uh-oh. And I have workout in there as well, but it's hot, y'all. It's about to be summertime again. We made it through one summer, but it's about to be hot. So I just talked about the fact of like updating HVAC stuff,
okay.
and electrical things that needed to be updated in the building to make it comfortable and safe okay. for my clients when they come in, and the things that we need. It's a different kind of fitness than you will see in any of these other gyms.
It is.
So I went up there and talked about it, put it out there, and it brought home the win.
Yes. Let's talk about the fact that you are one of the only black owned, not least, or yes. whatever businesses downtown Texarkana.
I am. Mm-hmm. I'm excited too.
Owned.
Yes.
Owned.
Yes.
Let's say that again. Owned.
Owned. Established in August of 22. Mm-hmm.
So when they drive down Broad Street, it's a black owned business. Yes. Not that you just own the business, but you own the building.
Do. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We yes,
just wanted
ma'am.
To stress that part.
That's us.
Okay. So, and it's a fitness gym just for women.
Women only. Yes. I'm sorry, me and you got to go somewhere else, but you can pay for your ladies to come train with Coach Cookie. Yes.
And tell okay. us about that experience. Tell us exactly what the gym consists of.
So I came about from being at another gym and just seeing this is not how I really want things to run. And so I make my own path, my own road to go down. And so we came in and it started out as just doing fit like cardio, strength training, the things you would normally see in a fitness class. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is cool, but y'all know I like to line dance, so how can I add this in and make it fun? And so from there, we started developing some other courses that we could offer that were fun fitness, because a lot of times you don't work out because it's strenuous and you don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So you're in the gym like, I don't want to be a meme because I did something and somebody recorded me. So it was just creating and cultivating a safe space for women to get fit, to get active, have fun, and then leave and be like, Coach Cookie really almost killed me, but I ain't know it during the moment. And so we added in the dance fitness initially, And then I started driving out the city to try out some different kind of classes, some different hip hop spin, hip hop yoga, pole fitness. And I fell in love with pole fitness because I was like, I left and I wasn't able to use my arms, my belly, or my legs for about 4 days. So I said, this got to be a good workout.
Let's talk about pole fitness.
Yes.
On a Sunday morning.
Right, Mark? Let me tell you, I'm going to talk about it anytime.
Sunday morning.
Yes.
What exactly is pole?
So pole fitness is using a dance pole. Not to be, can I say stripper?
Stripper pole.
Can I say stripper?
Yeah, stripper's fine.
We do not have strippers, okay? So for those of you that call it my stripper room or my stripper poles, I don't have them. We ain't strippers.
They don't have strippers, but no, they have the poles.
We have pole fitness.
This is
yes.
for fitness.
Yes.
It's eight of them, right?
And we have nine.
Nine of them.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't see them.
No. Yes. So, it is that dance pole, and the class is tapping into your core. To be able to crawl up that pole, you're learning the basics, the fundamentals of how to get up and down on the pole safely. You're learning some spins that are going to engage your entire body, and then how to dismount, because after you done climbed up, been cute in your spin, you can't just fall off. So you're learning those basic things and how to move, but it's engaging your entire body throughout the workout. We'll teach a routine so you can tie all the things that you've learned together, just like no different than taking quizzes throughout the year, and then boom, you have your final test. Like, you're learning those things and you can implement them. You build on whatever skills that you've learned. And don't forget, we offer the bachelorette parties, the birthday parties, so you can come and just have fun and work out, and you don't even know it.
And don't forget, because I am a love coach, that she could teach you how to seduce your man on
Sunday.
I knew that was coming.
On a Sunday morning.
I knew that was coming.
Don't the Bible talk about take care of your man?
Now you're gonna bring the law.
A wife should So other than the pole, what other classes that you do you offer in there?
Yes, we have dance fitness Monday and Wednesdays. And so, like I said, it consists of a lot of line dancey stuff. So when you're going out to with the family get-togethers or out to the lounges, and you the person that's sitting down and don't know Tamia, ain't no reason to not know Tamia, because I'm teaching it every Monday and Wednesday. But just moving your body in the line of fitness. I do aerobic step. How you see the people with the little step on the ground, they going up and down. We have it. And again, you know, we have cardio. We have strength. I go to track Tuesday, so I drag them out to the track and make them run bleachers. So just a big variety of things that we have there and that we're offering.
And then also, in real life, you're a therapist, right?
I am a social worker.
Social worker.
Yes.
So with your training, with your services that you provide, you also help women. It's more of pouring into. It's like a little socialite club for women to also help with their confidence and all of that stuff. And
I had a lady yesterday to tell me, I really don't like working out. I just come here to socialize. I was like, well, as long as you're here, you're going to work out while you're here. But I mean, I've had that. I've actually had a client that has booked me for confidence coaching. Yeah. And so she came more or less to talk, not to actually work out. And so, you know, I would add a couple of things. We practice on walking in heels.
Right.
We practice on, you know, shoulders up, back down, chest out. So we practice on things like that they're physical, because you got to carry yourself like I have some confidence. But it was more talking through some things that were going on. So I offer that as well.
You know, I felt that was important, because there's women. We need a place to go to. We need to be able to escape away from our sons. Sorry, Aiden. As I look at Aiden, no offense. We need to be able to escape away from our everyday life, you know, our jobs, our mate, and everything and stuff. And we all really need to be healthy anyways or whatever. So why not go to a place that you don't have to worry about body shaming? You don't have to worry about what the men looking at you, especially if you don't have confidence. You can go in there and have fun doing it.
Yes.
That was super significant to me, and that's why I was like, yeah, people need to know about this.
Yes.
Do you get a lot of support at your gym, truthfully?
Not as much as I would like. Not as much as I see at some of the other gyms.
Okay.
And then being in Texarkana, I can't lie. When you say pole fitness, people like, you know, throwing holy water on you and stuff. And so sometimes it's hard. And I have to market in different ways. I came into it thinking this is something different. This is something fun. Everybody is going to jump on it. But it's sometimes it ebbs and flows, like all businesses, you know. And it's kind of funny because usually gyms see a big boom in January when everybody's like, oh, New Year's resolution.
Right.
But mine usually comes in the spring. But, you know, I want to build. I want to grow. I want to be better at getting out in the community and let people know that it's here. And then we offer virtual, so it ain't just got to be you Texarkana people. Now, I want y'all to come see me. But, honey, we going worldwide.
Have you ever thought about doing it for couples too? Like private sessions for couples? I'm all for, listen.
Of course.
Couples, listen, I'm going to push couples.
Yes.
You know, have you ever thought about doing like private couple sessions or workout?
Absolutely. We are working on couples yoga.
Okay.
We want to do that. I think it's on the calendar for June.
Okay.
When we're planning on doing it. And then, absolutely, if you want to come learn a little dance for your man to be able to show him and then put on a performance, we'll set the whole mood. We own the studio, so y'all can set it up. We didn't have to ask nobody if y'all come in and do it. We can set it up and get it done.
Mark, well, you know, your wife should be the first example.
See, there you go. Try to incorporate me in the stuff.
Come on.
I'm going to always include my partner, my co-host, Mark.
The question I got, and you brought up a point, especially about the pole fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, you know, people would seem to look at that in a matter of negative manner. In actuality, it really isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen some of that stuff where it's different,
mm-hmm.
but it's not to the fact that, you know, you make it think that it's all about stripping, because it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It is a cardio exercise. It's a strength exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Climbing that pole 10 foot high is not the easiest thing to do.
Right.
And then you learn those skills, and it does increase flexibility. It doesn't do cardio. And so it's something for people who are interested in doing something different.
Mm-hmm.
And doing something that may be exciting, and it could very well become a catalyst to something else that's more, you know, that's good.
Politically.
Improving all health.
Yes,
you know? Mental health, sexual health, all of the health.
Right.
Yes.
And so, you know, I think that it's a good opportunity for people to do it. I think that if couples are interested, unfortunately, you know, guys are not allowed here, but definitely, you know, if you do it virtually as well, you know, the virtual yoga and stuff like that, I think would be interesting. And because, you know, listen, there's a lot of people out there who are interested in doing it. And I think there are people out there, and I think there are people who would love to come in, but they got to know that, you know, it's not there just for, you know, craziness. It's there for a good purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I want everybody to understand that if you come to this program, because I know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there before. I've seen the building. And so, you know, I want people to know that, hey, when you come and you see Andrea, this is all about the better you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you need to step in here with that attitude that it's about the better you. And it doesn't matter what age you are. If you're physically fit,
yes.
you can come in. Even if you're not, maybe you can work on getting physically
fit. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And
yes.
getting you there. And so it's a safe environment, as you say.
It is.
It's an environment for people to come in and express themselves
mm-hmm.
in a manner that, you know, that could be beneficial, not only for themselves, but, you know, anybody else who might be involved. So I encourage everybody
yes.
to take the opportunity to come down and at least take a look at it
mm-hmm.
and say, okay, hey, Andrea, you know, I heard it on the Sunday show. I want to come down here and I want to see, show me what you got.
Yes.
And then, you know, go with it from there. I wanted to make sure, because from the male perspective, because now you know Latanya always got that with the relationship thing. She got it going on with that. But from the male perspective, I wanted people to understand it's not craziness. It's mm-hmm. actually something of some benefit.
Yes.
And I think that people need to take advantage of this situation, because it might be something that you, hey, you may really get yourself into.
Mm-hmm.
Like the line dancing. You know, they do these line dances.
Yes.
And I'll be honest with you, I'm not really good at it. I'm not good at it. But, you know, that's one of those things that, you know, you be honest about and you say,
mm-hmm.
okay, I'm not good at that. But and a lot of ladies, they may not be good at it. Some of them are better than others.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can come in and they can learn that stuff.
Yes.
Because there may be some event that's coming up.
get ready
wedding,
for it.
Get ready for. And so they'll be ready. So we're prepared. So when those songs come on, the Macarena and all that other stuff that they do, the line dances on.
Yes, it is.
Hey, I'm an ex.
You don't go out much.
No, I don't.
2 years ago.
Okay, well, still, they use it every now and then, you know.
How you do it?
All right, so. But, you know, when you want to do that thing, you go ahead, you get that practice in so you can fit in.
Yes.
You know, and enjoy yourself. But I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. For what it is, and I'm glad that you know you had an opportunity to come in and talk about it, because when Tanya brought it up, I said, oh yeah, bring it in, you know, this might be something, you know, that's worthwhile. Yes. And I want the people to know it's not craziness, it's actually exercise. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's fitness.
Yes.
Although it may have unfortunately it's not represented in public well. Mm-hmm. In regards to, you know, when they say pole fitness, people have a different eyes, but I want to get that mindset out and get away from that, so people say, hey, let me go see what this is all about. Mm-hmm. And give you a chance.
And it's discreet. The gym Absolutely. Is really nice. It's discreet.
It is. Everybody,
you know,
because I've been to the gym.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. It's discreet. So even if you are one of those people, just don't. It's not like pictures are going to be taken of
right.
you or
you can't
anything.
See inside.
Stuff. They're not going to know who you
right.
are. You can't see inside.
Yep. Right.
And the poles are in the back anyway.
Right.
So
right.
If you're one of those people, private people, mm-hmm. she's still, her gym is really nice, and you
it
still
is.
Can go
it is. It really
and
is.
Get that mm-hmm. and not worry about it. She ain't got you on film and mm-hmm. camera and all
right.
that stuff or whatever.
I'm
so.
Saying if you want to be extra discreet, you can do a one-on-one right. pole right. class, and that way right. you're not around mm-hmm. other people. But I do feel like come and try it out. And I give a spiel before every class about no judgment. So that mm-hmm. way, you know, this not what we do here. This is a fun time. And for those that's running around talking, I'll let y'all talk because you still spreading the name of Resilient Studios.
Come
so
on.
We're still getting
that's
out
all.
There. So
that's all good.
Yes.
Okay, you guys. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more of The Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTanya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas on 104.7 KTOY.
Refresh your wardrobe and save some money at Plato's Closet. Plato's Closet has a variety of men's and women's clothing that appeal to every style. An upscale resale shop, Plato's lets you earn cash for your gently used clothing, shoes, and follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok for trendy outfit ideas and new and incoming inventory. Shop Plato's Closet, top brands at low prices. 2315 Richmond Road, Suite 9C.
Did you know one of the best investments you can make? It's in yourself! At My Computer Career, in just a few months, you could start your new career in the high-demand, recession-resistant field of information technology. Isn't it time you invest in you and start a career in networking, cybersecurity, AI, or upskill to boost your current IT career? So, get the ROI you deserve at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Start now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
TISD wants to recognize their amazing teaching staff this month. Teachers play an important role in the lives of their students. They support, inspire, motivate, and bring learning to life. Our teachers offer our students and communities so much and have worked hard to overcome the hurdles they've faced the last few years. TISD wants to say thank you for all you do to enrich the lives of our children. Texarkana ISD. Innovate. Lead. Excel.
Now back to The Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTanya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. As always, we appreciate you, our listening audience listening to us this morning. And of course, let me give VC of TT, Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas, all the props for one, being the sponsor of the show, and two, everything that they do in this community to help people get into homes for their very first time. Or if they wanted to get into a new home, and or if you have any investment properties that you may be interested in, definitely get in contact with VCOTT. We're in studio with Ms. Andrea Smith of Resilient Studios. downtown on Broad Street. We also have her son here, Aiden, who spoke earlier this morning. And, you know, she was talking about the fitness and cardio programs that she has down in her studio. And I've been in the studio, and I was there before it actually came into fruition. So I know what she's talking about in regards to space and stuff like that and what she has going on down there. So by all means, I think you ought to jump in on it. So tell the people, you know, how to get in contact with you and, you know, what things that you offer, you know. So
absolutely. So if you need to reach me on social media, it is Resilience Studios. And I know sometimes our spelling bee challenge gets us. So Resilience is spelled R-E-S-I-L-I-E-N-C-E. Mm-hmm. Resilience Studios. You can find me there. You can search me Coach Cookie, and you can usually pull me up with Coach Cookie. Okay. And then you can call me 903-402-5225. Again, that is 903-402-5225. I have a website, www.resilientstudios.org, so you can get me there, or you can drop by 121 East Broad Street and find me down there.
Mm-hmm. Coach Cookie with the C.
Yes.
Okay.
Coach Cookie with a C.
Right, okay. All
so right. We only got like 7 minutes left, but if there's a caller out there, she is giving away a free 30-day membership.
Yes.
So if you are interested in that membership, ladies only, 903-794-1047. 903-794-1047.
Yes, me and you can call in, but you're going to have to give it to a lady. You can't come.
Right. Exactly. Man, unless you want to book a private session with you and your
with
woman.
Your lady, yes. Then you can come. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mark.
So we're not completely just X'd out. No. We just have to bring our partners with us.
And book private.
And book private.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't just walk in with, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Sometimes women got to have their own thing.
I understand.
Y'all got man caves.
I understand. Uh-huh.
We got resilient gym.
Well, then women got women caves, too.
We sure do.
Okay.
They call she sheds. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Right.
And no men are allowed in there.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know what? So one of the things that I wanted to throw at you all, and we're going to have to bring you guys back, but me and Mark is really focused on having genuine conversations with that brings the community together, things that we deal with on a normal basis. You being a single mother raising two boys,
mm-hmm.
That's very common. That's very, very common in everything. How do you find that being a struggle?
Absolutely. It can be hard at times. I am thankful for my village because, you know, we kind of got out the take a village to raise a child mentality.
Right.
However, my support system has been the world to me through the process of raising my kids. Very thankful for them. But I'm not going to lie. I'm not that mom that's like, oh, my God, a woman can do everything, because it's some things that as a woman, I can't tell my son, well, as a black man, this is how you feel when this happens, because I don't know. I haven't experienced it. So while I can instill, you know, respect, financial responsibility, those things, I can't tell you what it feels like to be a black man in this situation.
Mm-hmm. So do you find in this city that you can find mentors for your son?
No.
Black man?
I'm not going to say no, because I haven't gone out searching like, will you be a mentor for my son?
Mm-hmm.
But again, I feel like that my kid is out there, like the
he's
community knows about him, and I've only had one person in all these years that have reached out to me in our community to ask about mentoring, and then that just fizzled out. Like I mean, he just kind of disappeared. So I would love for somebody to mentor and to show him, and he's not a troubled or a problem kid that's gonna give you the blues. Like, just kind of teach him some things of this is what it feels like, this is what it looks like, this is what you might see. And we don't have that within my family. My dad, he lived a little different lifestyle, but my daddy, you know, taught my kids things, showed them things over the years, and we lost him in August.
Okay.
So he's not here with us anymore. And so I've had, you know, some people that have been there, but just as far as having that consistent figure, since my daddy gone, they don't have that.
So that's one of the things that we need to add to the list, or not saying that there's not out there, so don't call us and say we saying that it's not out there, but that's something that we also need to add to to our show to talk about is mentorship for young black men and young black women stuff. And we're not talking about a group session. We're talking about one-on-one. Like, because these kids are going through things, and it's totally different than we were growing up. And they need people to talk to, and they need people to help guide them. Because right now, a lot of them are guiding themselves.
Absolutely.
And so, definitely, we're adding that.
Or you're letting the streets guide them, and the streets is not going to give them the information that they truly need.
Exactly. Because the crime rate in Texarkana is just too bad. It just doesn't make sense.
Right.
From our youth.
Right.
Or a certain age group.
And listen, if, you know, people, we have to, we can't say that, we want to talk about them when they commit these crimes, but we're not doing anything prior to that to help them prevent that kind of stuff. Or give them the guidance that they need and say, no, that's not the road you want to go down. We want you to take the road that Aiden's on right now. It's hard, but it's a good, fulfilling road.
Right.
And it gives you some benefit down the line. You know, we want to be able to do that. So.
And I'm just going to challenge. My heart is always with those ones that got a couple of marks on them, because we do have programs for the good kids, for the kids that have good grades and that don't have behavior problems. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times kids mess up in a way and then they thrown away within the community.
Exactly.
And I can speak about it from experience, because I had a kid my senior year in high school and I got kicked out of the programs that I was in. The church made it. I was superintendent, I was secretary, I'm playing the piano, I'm singing on the choir, I'm ushering, and they had a meeting behind my back and had a conversation that I wasn't the image that the church wanted to portray. And so I wasn't able to do anything. And that wasn't just with my oldest kid, that was when I was grown and had this second kid too. They did the same thing to me again. And so I feel like we can't throw away kids that have a mark on them, because then where do they go?
Right.
We can't.
Right.
So I don't know.
We have to regrow the village.
Mm-hmm.
We have to regrow. Let me ask you something real quick, Aiden.
Yes, ma'am.
Where do you turn to? And I know you have a great relationship with your mother and everything, but I don't know if you can go through your mother for everything. But when you're like going through some bad times or just stressed or whatever, where do you turn to?
Depending on like the severity of the situation, I would go to my mom. But if it's just something that I don't feel comfortable talking about with her, I don't have anybody else besides my friends, and that's not like the wisest thing to.
Right.
Because I can't seek.
Exactly.
I can't seek advice from people my age who haven't lived past it.
Right.
But that's kind of all I have.
So that, listen, that's so definitely on the list.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
Again, we are the Sunday Show for a reason, and one of the things me and Mark talk about all the time is, what if we're going to be here, let's put our city together, let's start building this village properly and stuff, and having these deep intel conversations about how to help on all levels.
Right.
On all levels, you know. It takes one.
Takes two.
It takes, you know,
as many as it needs.
As many as it needs.
Right.
A lot of us need to be the people that we didn't have. Because we can save. We can save our children and we can save each other.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we have ran out of time. Thank you guys so much for giving us some of your day. Mark.
Go ahead.
Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on behalf of myself, Latani Michelle, and
Mark White,
and all the great and wonderful people here at Texarkana Media Center, thank you for being our listeners and for being kind enough to tune into the Sunday Show.
Remember, you're listening to KTOY 104.7, the station that cares about the quality of your life, the soul of the city.
In case you want to hear the show again, podcasts for this show and previous shows are available online at www.ktoyfm.com or Texarkana Media Center's app, KTOY.
If you want to appear on the Sunday Show, please contact myself at 903-276-1899. Please keep in mind that we prefer to schedule guests a month in advance, but if you give us a call, we'll do the best that we can to try to get you in if there's any way possible. You know, we want to be open to the public, so we make sure that we get you in. Listen, we love you very much. We are for tuning in, and we hope that you join us next week for the Sunday Show. Please have a great week.
Bye, everybody.
The Sunday Show on 104.7 KTOY has been brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas. The Sunday Show will be back next Sunday morning from 9 to 10. If you have questions about the show or would like to be a guest, call Mark White, 903-276-1899. Or LaTanya Michelle, 404-429-1863.